Welcome back. Last Friday, police in the Western Cape celebrated a big victory. A man by the name of Yanga Nyalara, who was known as Barra, had been on the run from police. He'd been wanted for a string of serious and violent crimes. He was described as a suspected crime mastermind, also known as the Western Cape's most wanted man. Besides six murder charges, this 30-year-old man, who is also a former teacher, has been charged with charges pertaining to the Prevention of Organized Crime Act, essentially organized crime and gangsterism, attempted murder, robbery, possession of unlicensed firearms, also dealing in drugs. What made this man so notorious? Joining me now, Western Cape Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General Thembisile Patekile. For how long was Yanga Nyalara on the run from police, General?
Good morning to your listener and listeners. He's been running for, you may remember that many of the mass murders were in May last year. Two of those were six people were shot in one space, and the other one was five people shot at the same time. But then the investigation was continuing. Then when we wanted to charge him, to arrest him, then he was on the run. In April this year, we then issued a reward for his arrest. First it was 50,000, then we up to 100,000. That's when we had the community of Khayelitsha protesting to say hands off Barra. So since April, we've been looking for him up and down. But we finally netted him out.
And congratulations to you. Described as the Western Cape's most wanted man. Is this because of being involved and implicated in these cases of mass murder? The six murder charges, also charges of attempted murder. Is this what made him the Western Cape's most wanted man?
It is, yes. Mm. For example, these six murder charges talking about, we're talking about 19 bodies that are dead. Mm. And we are charging him for that. Mm. Six cases, but 19 bodies dead.
So 19 murders he has been implicated and charged with, essentially.
No, cases, incidents of six charges. Where 19 people were killed.
Could he not be connected to all charged in all 19?
Well, we're charging him for that. That means that we have evidence.
Oh, there's evidence to charge him for the 19 murders. Of course, he is known as some sort of crime kingpin. Nothing exists in a vacuum in nature, and particularly in the ecosystem of organized crime. Now that Yanga Nyalara has been removed from an organized crime ecosystem, who's to say that no one simply steps into his place as a deputy, as someone to fill in when he is hopefully now removed from society? I hope he doesn't receive bail. He appeared in court on Monday. I hope he doesn't receive bail. I hope he is convicted, and I hope he's charged. I hope he's sentenced for the rest of his life.
Now, the unfortunate part, he abandoned the bail application, doesn't want to apply for bail. Now, that to us, then, it means that then we are going to go look, because it's an organized crime. He was not doing it alone. He has got a lot of people that were working with him, which we were expecting more arrests to follow.
Mm. More arrests to follow from the same criminal organization?
Yeah, also, they're also competing others. Mm. Remember, this is extortion-related, which also goes to the taxi industry and hijacking. Mm. So it's a lot of things that are involved in this organized crime. Mm.
When we talk about prosecuting a poker case, Prevention of Organized Crime Act case, as far as I understand the legislation, merely the announcing or the confirmation that you are part of some sort of gangsterism or organized crime syndicate would be enough to at least bring a case before court under poker. How difficult is it to formalize cases against members of organized crime syndicates to charge them under poker and gangsterism, whether it be street gang or more formalized business like organized criminals. It is as Cape Town as Table Mountain. It's as Cape Town as snooker and chips. How do we once and for all rid, using the legislation before us, to rid our streets of organized crime and street gangs?
You may recall that last year we've taken down some big guns as well in terms of the organized crime. It is a very intensive investigation. It takes time to get there or charge a person to organized crime, because you must connect the dots, many things that you have to do. But once you charge that person, it was a procedural-led investigation. It's not just only the police. The prosecutors are also attached with the same case up to the time that the person is formally charged, that there is a prima facie case.
Lieutenant General, extortion, kidnapping has now become part of the basket of crimes that are now entrenched in Cape Town's landscape and broader South African landscape. We have a certain sector of our business community in South Africa, even in our informal economy, saying we are being targeted by organized criminals, being kidnapped, held for extortion, for ransom, and then also businesses saying you can't operate, being told they can't operate unless they pay some sort of protection fee. A task team was established a good few months ago, I would say probably about a year ago. Has there been any update, breaking of syndicates, arrests in people who are involved in extortion and kidnapping and ransom in the city of Cape Town and the Western Cape?
There's been a number of arrests in some of the cases. As a member, we have had also a dedicated number that a person has to report to any extortion. That is a number that will be published, but I can give it to you again, the 021-466-0001. And also on the kidnappings, you may recall that the last one that we had a success was the businessman, Mr. Rajid, was kidnapped for 110 days. We're looking for him. We found him, and also the children that were missing in Muizenberg that we found in Gauteng. There are cases that we are succeeding, but also there are those that take time to solve. But with the assistance of the communities, many of the instances, we are getting there.
Lieutenant General Thembisile Patekile, Western Cape Police Commissioner, thanks so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.